California is hit with another mass murder. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Seven people dead at two nursery farms in the city of Half Moon Bay, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. A suspect identified as 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao has been arrested.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident, and a semi-automatic handgun was located in his vehicle.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus says they believe Zhao acted alone. He was described as a disgruntled employee at one of the businesses. The shooting, less than 48 hours after a massacre at a ballroom in Monterey Park, California, on Saturday night.
We still don't have a motive, but we want to know the motive behind this tragic event.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna announced an 11th person has now died from the shooting. The suspected shooter in that case took his own life. In Democrat-controlled California, Governor Gavin Newsom says Republicans are to blame for gun violence.
They can lay claim to being tough on crime and have the backs of the citizens of this country, but they fail. Overwhelmingly, the Republican Party has failed to meet that test of keeping Americans safe.
California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill to ban so-called assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips. Four members of Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. For the January 6, 2021 incursion at the U.S. Capitol, two leaders of that group were convicted a few weeks ago. A former high-ranking FBI agent who investigated Russian oligarchs has been indicted on charges that he secretly worked for one of them. Charles McGonigal was the special agent in charge of the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York from 2016 to 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jury selection continues today in the murder trial of once prominent South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh.
Opening arguments won't come until late this week at the earliest. Now it's about finding a jury. Monday, two groups were questioned by Judge Clifton Newman on topics ranging from past convictions to hardships to if any of them
have been represented by Peters, Murdaugh, Parker, Ellsworth, and Zietrich.
The accused's law firm. The national media has descended on the town of Walterboro, South Carolina, a town of slightly more than 5,000, to see if evidence shows Murdaugh to be guilty of killing his wife and son. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Food and Drug Administration mulling changes to the COVID-19 vaccination program, considering scrapping the current shots and boosters in favor of a once-a-year vaccine, not unlike the flu shot. The agency says most Americans now have some level of protection against COVID-19. Amazon is adding a prescription drug discount program to its growing healthcare business, announcing the launch of RX Pass, a subscription service for customers with Amazon Prime. Subscribers will pay $5 a month to fill as many prescriptions as they need from a list of about 50 generic medications. Spotify becoming the latest tech company to shed workers, laying off about 600 employees on Monday. In New York City, someone is tracking the cops, at least some of them, as an Apple AirTag is found under the hood of an NYPD patrol car.
The small tracking device that connects to Apple's Find My Network was found in a plastic bag. The NYPD's chief of housing reminding the department to be alert during their inspections of marked cars, given anti-police attacks happening around the country. Those vehicles are supposed to be inspected before and after officers' tours. Apple has been working with law enforcement to avoid unwanted tracking through the use of the AirTags. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.